The comic strip Kathy was extremely popular and impactful for decades, as it explored the life and challenges and foibles of a professional woman who was trying to have it all in the vernacular of the late 20th century. The comic ended its run in 2010, but creator Kathy Geiswet returned to public life earlier this year with a book of essays, 50 Things That Aren't My Fault. She's in the Valley this weekend for the 40th annual Irma Bombeck Authors Luncheon, and I spoke with her earlier via Skype. I started the conversation by asking her how she dealt with fame over the course of several decades.
My entire life is sitting in a room all by myself, dumping personal things that I think never would happen to anybody else out there for the world to see. So it's, so first of all, I'm going to take exception to you calling me famous, because that's not how I feel. I've come to know that a lot of people connected with my work and came to recognize themselves in my work. And believe me, any humor that I brought to other people, it came right back at me full circle. You know, this was like the most reassuring career I could possibly have had, because what I wrote about was so personal. And I always thought it was just me. And then when other people wrote back or communicated back and told them, yeah, it was them too, it was very reassuring.
Reassuring? Was it surprising, based on the way you said that, the fact that people were experiencing the same things that you were, yet you were by yourself writing it, drawing the strip?
The strip came about in the peak of vulnerability, kind of the peak of, well, I kind of say I was torn between two Bettys in 1976. Betty Friedan, telling me a new liberated way to be, and Betty Crocker, who was the female role model I grew up with. And I was stuck right between those two. And in 1976, you didn't really, a woman who was trying to present herself as a new liberated woman really didn't want to admit to any vulnerabilities. And this comic strip was all admitting to vulnerabilities. It turns out those didn't go away. And it turns out, guess what? They still didn't go away, which I found when I, after I quit the strip, and had all of this new frustration and new challenges and nowhere to dump them, I was thrilled to be able to dump them in essay form, where I no longer had to stop after four boxes. I could go on, you know, I could really go on about what was going on.
So what was the response to 50 Things That Aren't My Fault? Did the same people who loved your strip love this? Did they feel like, thank goodness you're writing in something that's not three or four panels?
I got exactly the response I wanted, which was, your book made me laugh, it made me cry, it made me think, and most important, it made me feel like I had a friend at this time of life.
If you look back when you started the strip to today, do professional women, do any women trying to get into what's been labeled in some career aspects a real man's world, do you think the same challenges remain? Are they slightly different?
I think they're worse. First of all, it's way harder to admit vulnerability now, but the pressure to be and do everything is way worse. When I started, the big new dream was, we called it having it all, and that meant having a job and a child. That was it, job and a child. Today, look at what women are expected to do today, to have it all. A woman, of course, doesn't just have a job. She has a meaningful career. Of course, she has children. She's a loving caregiver, a loving support system. She has a global enterprise. She has an online presence. She has a blog. She has a social media presence. She's a global change maker. She's an environmental activist. She's a member of the school board. She teaches a weekend yoga class, and, you know, she's a loving romantic partner, and she's a size six all at once. So the opportunity has just unfolded beautifully, but with it comes just all this pressure to do and be now everything.
So is it okay to be neurotic or angst-ridden, or is that not okay?
No, it's not okay. It's not okay. And the pressures of this age, where, you know, women in my age bracket suddenly were squashed between, you know, we were planning to be like young and cool forever, and we're not, you know, I'm suddenly squashed between trying to be the loving caretaker to aging parents who don't listen to me, while I'm still trying to be the loving caretaker to an older kid who doesn't listen. And I'm trying to do it trapped in this aging body that definitely isn't listening. And smashed in there with me is the realization that I'm running out of time suddenly to do all the other things I wanted to do. So, you know, they call it the sandwich generation, but I refer to it as the panini generation, because it's more just like being squashed in the middle. it's a warm sandwich, you know, they're all, it's love all around, but man, it just feels like there is not possible to do everything and be everything to everybody. We need to just give ourselves a break and step back and declare some of the many, many things that are not our fault.
So how does it feel now to, having written the essays about it and having experienced it, would you say being a part of the Panini generation is rewarding, frustrating, both, more things than that?
It's both. Thank you for asking that. I loved having the time, sort of, to help my parents, now just my mom, and to be more present for my daughter. I love that. I love having the time to be there for them. But I never feel like I'm there enough. I never feel like I'm doing enough. And then I'm panic that I no longer recognize myself in my selfies. Well, forget it. I don't even take selfies. But if I did take them, I wouldn't see myself in the mirror, you know. So I'm a little bit panicked by this stage of life. I was very, very, very grateful to have a chance to write essays and to have a place to dump all of this emotion of this time of life.
That is author Kathy Geiswhite, best known for creating the Kathy comic strip. She's in the Valley this weekend for the 40th annual Irma Bombeck Authors Luncheon.